Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Mayor Martin Rush, who joins us in the studio. Martin, how are you today, mate?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Very well. Happy New Year to you. Are you excited about 2021?
I just want to return to normality. You know, no drought, no bushfire, no COVID. I think if we can have that, it'll be a happy new year for all listeners.
We won't know what to do with ourselves if we don't have something that's concerning us, will we?
Well, I don't know about the media, but the rest of us, I'm sure, will enjoy going back to normality.
All right. Australia Day is coming up next Tuesday. What are our plans here?
The celebration goes out to Denman this year on its rotation, and the main event, the pool party, as it were, for Australia Day kicks off in the morning. It is limited at Denman Pool to 200 people. And it'll commence with some formalities, and particularly the citizenship ceremony when we welcome our very newest Australian citizen. So that's at Denman. And on the evening before, we celebrate the half a dozen or so people who have made been recognised for their contribution to the Shire this year. These are people that usually, as volunteers, have gone about their work, often for periods of 35, 40 years in this community, to make a difference in our lives. And so they will be honoured at a ceremony the evening before. It is limited, unfortunately, because of COVID, but will be live streamed on Facebook from Council's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And so that's on Monday the 25th.
Last year, I had the great opportunity to go out to Denman on Australia Day, and I really enjoyed the Australia Day ceremony and the swearing in of the new Australians. Tell you what, there are a bunch of people that couldn't have had bigger smiles on their faces.
No, it's always fun, and the whole families, of course, are absolutely delighted.
Yeah.
And it's a great, I think, commemoration of Australia Day that we're welcoming these new citizens as part of our Australian fabric and our Shire fabric.
Thoroughly agree. Now, bulky waste collection is another one coming soon.
It's still 6 or 7 weeks away, but it's good, I think, to get these notices out early so that people can start preparing. It was at one time once a year, but we had consistent survey results saying this is one of our more popular program, so we now have it twice yearly, and so the March version is coming up, so do start thinking about that and preparing for those curbside pickups.
Don't start putting them out yet.
Certainly don't start putting them out yet. wait for the precise dates, but do start planning those cleanups.
And finally, there's some sport and recreation grants.
There are a number. I'm just going to quickly read through the list. This is for both the small and large sport and rec grants. The Brook Cricket Club, Denman Pony Club, Denman Senior Rugby League, the Glengallic Shooting Club, Muswellbrook Junior Cricket, Netball, Rugby Union and Touch Football, the Denman Pony Club, the Lake Liddell Rec Area Reserve, Muswellbrook Park Tennis and the Muswellbrook Senior Rugby League team. And you can go to Council's website for some more information about what grants have been distributed for what projects where.
And I would encourage you, if ever you want to find out what is going on around the Muswellbrook area, is to go to the Muswellbrook Shire Council website or tune in here on a Tuesday morning and find out from the Mayor, or in the case of the Deputy Mayor themselves. Martin Rush, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.